My friends, we live in a culture today that is obsessed by appearances and first impressions. A culture that cultivates perfection, that wants to be the next American Idol, has often little patience for imperfection. Plastic surgeons advertise the best facelift ever, and Botox guarantees a wrinkle-free face. The emphasis here is clearly on covering up. Yes, cover up what is ugly, unappealing, anything that doesn't look good. In our first reading today from the book of Leviticus, we encounter the ritual guidelines that deal with rendering a person clean or unclean because of certain skin conditions such as acne, psoriasis, and eczema. Even dandruff and baldness were described as sara'at, the Hebrew word for leprosy. Similarly, like the AIDS and Ebola of today, leprosy was not only a dreaded health problem, it was a dreaded social disease as well, and considered a curse from God. And such a condition brought about a religious and social ostracism. Those with skin ailments were deemed unclean and banished from the community. They lived on the fringes of society. Leprosy was a disease of being unwanted. And when meeting a normal person, lepers had to cover their mouths and ring a bell, shouting out and warning, unclean, unclean. And can you imagine what kind of a nightmare it must have been to live on the fringe of the community, to be able to watch the goings-on of normal life and yet be forbidden to make any kind of overt contact with family or friends. Brothers and sisters, in our own contemporary society today, there are still many taboos and fears surrounding health and cleanliness. In our church, many people won't receive from the cup for fear of germs, even though the Center for Disease Control say the chances of catching a disease from a shared cup are far less than using an ATM machine or self-serve gas pump. Not to mention that when we receive Holy Communion, we're receiving the Lord Jesus. So let's not be too harsh on the Israelites. My friends, the leper we hear about in the gospel today did something remarkable. He approached Jesus confidently and humbly, knelt down, extending his hands in a gesture of openness and desperation, and begged for healing. If you wish, you can make me clean. Jesus' body responds right along with his heart. And what no one else would dare do, Jesus did. Jesus reached out and touched the man and cured him. Words would have been enough, but on this day, Jesus both spoke and touched. In his homily this morning in St. Peter's Basilica, in reference to this gospel, our Holy Father said, Jesus responds immediately to the leper's plea, without waiting to study the situation and all its possible consequences. For Jesus, what matters above all is reaching out to save those far off, healing the wounds of the sick, restoring everyone to God's family. Brothers and sisters, if the gospel tells us anything about Jesus, it is that he regarded human need more important than ritual regulation. Instead of sending the unclean to their homes outside the camp, Jesus heals the leper in order that the community might be made whole again. Because in the reign of God, there are no outsiders. No one is ever beyond God's loving touch. And isn't that Jesus' way? But since cleanliness was a ritual designation, it had to be verified by the priest. So the law required that lepers go to a priest to establish whether they were cured or not. And Jesus instructed the man to observe this requirement, because in order to re-enter the community and participate in its religious life, he would need approval from the priest. So what would it be like to hear the sound of the leper's bell and its warning cry? What would it be like to come face to face with a leper? My friends, we have our own lepers today. The homeless, the drug users, the feeble of spirit and mind, the ones dying of AIDS or Ebola, the ones sitting on death row, those with cancer, those who stand in front of us in the grocery checkout line with food stamps, the immigrants and refugees among us. We've all caught ourselves looking at them with a mixture of sympathy and repulsion, relief, and sometimes superiority. Maybe the lepers are even members of our own families, our children, our brothers and sisters who have gotten into trouble and brought attention or shame to us. Blessed Teresa of Calcutta said, and I quote, "The biggest disease of today is not leprosy or tuberculosis, but rather the feeling of being unwanted, uncared for, and deserted by everybody. The greatest evil is the lack of love and charity, the terrible indifference toward one another's neighbor who lives at the roadside, assaulted by exploitation, corruption, poverty, and disease." End of quote. Brothers and sisters, all of us are like the leper we hear about today in some way. While you and I may not have visible sores, we all have wounds that are in need of healing. And yet we all have the strength that is the power to heal. Like the leper in today's gospel, we have to decide that we want to be healed. My friends, we are nearing the Lenten season, a time to strip away our pretenses and defenses, to discover what lies beneath the layers of all of our stuff. Should we choose to look deep inside ourselves, we just may find that place within our own unique leprosy that is still in need of healing. Who are the unclean in our lives? Who are the ones we don't want to touch? Whom do we avoid in our lives? Who needs the healing of our touch, our presence, our acceptance? Perhaps in that discovery, we might be willing to widen our circle to include all those we keep at arm's length, untouchable for whatever reason. Brothers and sisters, in just a few moments, we'll all come seeking the touch that still cleanses and restores, pleading, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." Today, as we approach the table where Jesus becomes our food and becomes our very bodies, we realize that the prayer of the gospel's leper finally becomes our own. Suddenly, the prayers we've been saying for years come more alive for us. "Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed." My friends, the Eucharist is not only the sacrament whereby our bodies are transformed, it is also Jesus' response. "Of course, I want to heal you." Today and every day, Jesus says to us, just as he said to the leper, "I do will it. Be made clean." Amen.